conference with the University of Texas defense. It's my pleasure to introduce defensive coordinator Greg Robinson, who had asked to introduce his players and make an opening statement. Coach Robinson?
Yeah, we'll work right down the line here. Got a fine group of young men right here, starting with senior Jackson Jeffcoat. And we'll move right along to Q Dog or Quandary Diggs. Okay, and then we're looking down, we see AP, or commonly known as Adrian Phillips. And then we got the long Reed, Sed Reed, our defensive end. Sed Too Tall Reed, excuse me. And then we have Carrington Bindham. With it, show them that smile again, please.
I'll get a nickname.
Yeah, CB. There it is.
Bowl week preparation so far, Coach?
Yeah, I think it's, prior to getting down here and then getting here, it's been a lot of good work. I've been very impressed with the way that our guys have gone about things. I think that their intent and attention to detail has been outstanding, really. And this is a team that they've got a lot of different weapons, so it's really a matter of it's going to take all these guys and a whole lot of other players that are going to be out there to really get done what we want to get done.
Questions, raise your hand. And if you're on social, it's hashtag Alamo Bowl.
Coach, you just talked about, you said to get done what you want to get done. What do you have to get done against Oregon to slow them down?
Well, contrary to what I think some people think, because you see their spread offense and you see their tempo and you think of, they're throwing the ball all over the lot and they will throw it all over the lot, but they are very determined to run the football. And anytime you got a team that can be two-dimensional, it isn't what you like on defense. So we've got to find ways to control their running game and then do everything we can to disrupt the passing game. And it's easier said than done, but that's really what you go about trying to get done.
Jackson, I'm going to ask you this, but it really for all five of you guys. They have a ton of speed. You're going to have to tackle in space. How are you guys addressing staying fundamentally sound and making sure you can tackle and make the tackles you got to make to play in a game like this?
Well, the most important thing to tackle guys in space is have everybody, all 11 guys, flying to the ball. And that's the most important thing. So everybody's had to fly to the ball. After a catch is made or anything, a running back has the ball, everybody swarm them.
Thank you, Jackson. Anybody else want to answer?
Come on, Z. Go ahead, Q. Talk to him about how you're going to get around that ball.
You just got to... Like Jackson said, you just got to run to the ball. Everybody do their assignments, and you be in the right spot at the right time. Everybody run to the ball, create turnovers, and get those guys off the field. So if we just play our game and come out, run to the ball like we've been practicing the last 2 weeks and all throughout the season, it'll all work out fine.
Thank you, Quadre. Over there.
Yeah, Kirk Bowles from the Austin American. Greg, does Baylor and Oregon, they seem like carbon copies of one another offensively with their strategy?
Well, I think in the sense that they both will do everything they can to be effective running the football as well as throwing the football. I think that, there's some things about their styles that are a little different, but it comes down to that they want to spread the field and, get the ball in the hands of people that are good athletes, and so that's really the challenge.
Quarterback running game, big
difference. This guy he's got good wheels, and he can move around. He can run the ball up the field, but he can maneuver in the pocket as well, and he's pretty good at trying to stay alive so that he can chuck that ball downfield.
For Jackson and Sed, can you talk about what you've seen from Marcus Mariota on film? How different is he from any of the running quarterbacks you've faced this year?
I'll start it off. Marcus Mariota, he's a good player. He was a Heisman candidate, and he's a little different in the style that he can throw the ball and run the ball. just as good as just the same. While on the run, he can throw the ball and get it right there on point. He's strong enough to throw a back shoulder and incomplete it. I'm talking about 50 yards down the field. And that's one thing that makes him deadly. While he's running, he can still complete a pass just like he's standing in the pocket. And his pocket presence is pretty good, too.
Thank you, Cedric.
Yeah, and he's a talented guy. So he's a guy we're going to have to be in his face all night. And that's the thing. We got to put pressure on him and get to him. Make him uncomfortable in the pocket, because if you let him sit back there, he's very comfortable in the pocket, moving around. He's got good feet in there, and he will find somewhere to escape. So we have to make sure that we stay in our rush lanes.
Thank you, Jackson. We had one from hashtag Alma. Well, Jackson, talk about your finish and how you seem to come in, you know, with all the sacks in the last couple of games, how you're feeling.
Well, I thank my teammates. I mean, without these DBs up here and without Sed over there, I wouldn't have been able to get to make the plays I did, and they really helped me out. I mean, we help each other out. I'm excited for this game. I mean, I can't wait to play Oregon. I mean, big time number 10 team. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you.